In a scene from the 1969 movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the local marshal is having a hard time convincing a crowd of townspeople to chase after the famous late 19th century outlaws.
And that is why I'm your marshal, and that is why you, and you, and you are riding with me, am I right?
The crowd doesn't respond, and then another man steps up on the platform with a bicycle.
I say this. I say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and enemies, meet the future.
The future what?
The future mode of transportation for this weary Western world.
Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, you got the crowd together. That's half my job, so I just thought I'd do a little selling. Well,
it's an age-old strategy. Get a crowd together and pitch a product. It works for politicians and for fast-talking salesmen or product demonstrators who follow the crowds to make a living, whether in the Old West or, as Paul Ingalls reports, in the New West, at places such as this year's New Mexico State Fair.
Come on now, ma'am, it's okay. I got 8 hours to own and only been here 12.
At a busy corner of the State Fair's enormous exhibition hall, Texan Bill Daniels flashes a grin and a wink from behind his headset mic as he coaxes a hesitant couple toward his small demonstration stage. Two white spotlights make a film of sweat shine brightly on his pleasantly weathered face. He's surrounded by bowls of freshly made salsa, mounds of coleslaw, and all the veggies it takes to make each. In the middle is the hard plastic hand-operated food processor, the Quick Chopper 2000, with blades and attachments strewn about.
Come on up, we're going to do it for you one more time.
Truth be told, Daniels will demonstrate the chopper 100 more times before this day is through. It's 2 in the afternoon and he's done it 100 times already.
Let me show you how to work these real quick, all right? You guys seen these on TV before? Cool. You didn't see me on TV, did you? America's Most Wanted Saturday? Okay. I just want a head start if you do, ma'am. All right. Now, the blades are the best part.
We call it retailtainment. To do this job well, you have to be a cross between a showman and a salesman.
Jay Spaulding is Daniel's boss. He's president of U.S. Jesco, a Texas-based company that specializes in those as-seen-on-TV housewares products, choppers, graters, miracle mops, and the lint remover known as Mr. Sticky. Items that follow in the tradition of ballpoint pens and super glue, first introduced at fairs and expositions.
At a big state fair like New Mexico, the State Fair of Texas, the Wisconsin State Fair, you're talking about more traffic flow by a booth than you get on Fifth Avenue in New York in a day, or, you know, the highest volume retail places in the entire world.
Spaulding personally makes sure his products are at the 10 largest fairs and shows each year. A crew of 12 sales agents, ranging in age from 18 to 63, work 6 booths at this fair under his direction. Not all are as animated as Bill Daniels. Across the aisle is Joey Martinez, whose model-like good looks help get the attention of one woman as he shows off a high-tech mop.
A few other features, has a nice, easy one-finger wringer. Effortless. People with carpal tunnel, arthritis, they really appreciate that.
Within a minute, after offering 2 bonus mop heads, Martinez has closed the deal.
Certainly, I'll be happy to package it up for you. So, cash, check, or charge?
Martinez says his income, all commission on sales, has made the road life worthwhile.
A great day would be when you probably make somewhere between $400 or $600. A typical realistic range for anyone starting out in this business would be somewhere between, you know, $30,000 to $70,000.
Spaulding and his assistant Joe Mead say Martinez does well because he sticks to the fundamentals that all agents must learn in weeks of training before they don the headset and hit the stage. Joe Mead.
This is like learning a part in a play or a film, and you have to learn the script, you have to learn the blocking, which in a play is blocking. Here is the handling of the product that you work. You can't, let's say you're selling knives, you can't get up there and not know what you're doing. Or a food slicer, cut your finger off.
Which, obviously, isn't good for sales. What is good for sales, says Spaulding, are demonstrators who are skilled at what they call rolling the tip being the audience immediately in front of the stand.
It is definitely an art for the demonstrator to know how to take care of the money, cashier, run the credit cards, keep talking the whole time, roll over their crowd, start another demonstration without ever losing their audience.
Newlyweds, hey! Got some honeymoon salsa for you here.
Bill Daniels is rolling the tip back at his booth, calling in new customers while trying to collect from his last demo.
Did you want to go ahead and get that now, man? Okay. Whenever you like, we're here all day. We're here at 9 o'clock. Close, come on up here. Help me get a crowd together. All right, grab him by the hand. Sir, come on up here. You don't have to buy things, sir. Nobody else has. Why should you? There you go.
Of course, there are those stretches when it seems no one is buying. Fairgoer Kathleen, who didn't give her last name, watched salesman Bob Merchant demo the gourmet cheese grater, but kept her wallet in her purse.
I'm fine with using my grater. It's faster. It's not as messy as what his little product is, but I admire that the guy's out here working. He's under hot lights. He's sweating. I'm sorry, I can't buy anything from him. If I had more money, I probably would, just because I think he's a hard worker.
Are you going to think about it? Okay. How about you folks?
Jay Spaulding isn't concerned about those think about it folks, because the truth is, he says, they will.
This fair has the advantage of a really reasonable gate admission. So families come to the fair 3 or 4 times. So we have to do what we call missionary work early. Talk to a bunch of people. They'll come back before the fair's over and buy.
Jesco is among about 20 private product demonstration companies that Spaulding says he sees at these state fairs. He won't give exact figures, but guesses they all make a few million dollars a year. And while his company and some of the others have graduated to the television shopping networks and infomercials, Spaulding says state fair business is just too good and too fun to turn down. For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingles at the New Mexico State Fair in Albuquerque.
And then salt to the taste. This is my daddy's recipe, by the way. He's from Cuba. My mother's from Iceland. I'm an ice cube, sir. What can I tell you? It's cool. All right. I got one in. I knew they'd jump for something. Now, here we go. The burning question. We'll jump with this, too. Jalapenos, no? Now, how many of you like it, huh?